Hey, I'm Catherine Schaefer, host of Unpolished But Called. This podcast is for anyone whose faith is real, raw, and still figuring itself out. If your prayers sound more like Rambling the Revival, you're in the right place. So I used to think prayer was kind of like a divine intercom system. You hit the button, make a polite request, maybe add a few pleasantries so the angels don't think you're rude. And then sit there expecting the exact item you ordered to plop down onto the heavenly tray. The door opens. Ding! Your miracle has been dispensed. Cue applause. Cue praise reports. Cue me logging back into social media to post, God is so good. Because look, he gave me what I asked for. Except, what about when he doesn't? What about when you put in your tithe, press all the right buttons, faith, fasting, fervor, and prayer, and the little divine spiral just spins and nothing falls? No healing, no breakthrough, no relationship restoration, no help you can afford, no overnight deliverance from that addiction you begged him to take. Just the echo of your own voice and the spiritual equivalent of a stuck Twix bar. It's in those moments I start to wonder if God forgot to restock the blessing aisle or if I somehow put in the wrong code. Maybe I should have typed in JESUS 777 instead of JESUS 316. Did I not say Jesus' name loud enough? Should I have used my prayer hands emoji harder? The truth is, many of us treat God like a vending machine. We approach him with a transactional mindset. I'll give you this, so you give me that. We think if we're holy enough, obedient enough, if we quote enough King James posts, enough verses, and attend church even when it's raining, and the nursery smells like toddler goldfish crackers and despair, then surely, surely God will reward us with exactly what we ask for. And when he doesn't, we get bitter, disappointed, confused. Some of us quietly ghost God, still sitting in church but spiritually checked out because he didn't perform on cue. Others rage in prayer or spiral into comparison mode, convinced he's doing vending machine miracles for everyone else and leaving us staring at the blinking screen with nothing but spiritual lint in our pockets. But here's the plot twist. God isn't here to serve us. We were created to serve him. Let me say that again, because that'll mess with your Instagram theology. God is not your spiritual Uber Eats. He is the sovereign Lord of all creation, not a personalized subscription box of divine outcomes curated to your preferences. And it hurts to admit how often I've tried to make him just that. Let's go to the Bible, shall we? Colossians 3, verse 23 to 24. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Not for ye shall receive the things you named and claimed, not for ye shall get the man, the money, and the miracle. Nope. The reward is inheritance, eternity, holiness, the very presence of God. We weren't promised a miracle schedule. We were promised God Himself. The vending gospel is dangerous. This mindset, treating God like a slot machine that should pay out, isn't just wrong, it's dangerous. It breeds a false faith that only thrives when outcomes are guaranteed. It's the reason people walk away from God when the healing doesn't come, the job falls through, or the baby never arrives. If your faith is rooted in what God does for you instead of who He is, it will fail you the moment life does. So how do we get here? I think it starts subtly. A sermon of a blessing becomes a lifestyle of entitlement. A motivational quote gets cross-stitched onto a pillow and becomes our theology. We replace "take up your cross and follow me" with "manifest your breakthrough by midnight." And suddenly, instead of the gospel of self-denial, sacrifice, and sanctification, we're sold a gospel of manifestation, multiplication, and me-first miracles. Listen, God is generous. He gives good gifts. He loves to bless His children, but not at the cost of truth, not in exchange for obedience. And not always in the way we want or on the timeline we dictate. He's not magic, he's holy. So what happens when you don't get the answer? Some of us stop praying altogether. Others start demanding louder. If I just had more faith. Or maybe God's testing me. Or the devil is attacking But sometimes it's just God being God, saying no, or not yet. Or I have something better, but it won't look anything like what you want it. And He doesn't owe us an explanation. Job didn't get one. Paul didn't get one. Jesus got a no. Matthew 26:39. Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Jesus himself asked the Father for another way. The answer? Silence. Then arrest. Then crucifixion. And thank God for that. Because without that no, we'd never have had the resurrection. If God isn't a vending machine, what is He? He is a father, a king, a redeemer, a potter shaping clay that doesn't always want to be molded. He is not a genie, not a broker, not your heavenly boyfriend who showers you with surprises because you lit your prayer candle just right. He is God, period. And sometimes, the deepest worship isn't in the moments when you're praising Him for what He did, but when you're still praising Him for who He is, even when you don't understand Him at all. I've stomped my foot at God in prayer like a toddler demanding her snack. I've wept, but I did everything right. I've said, "This isn't fair." Like He owes me a Pinterest-worthy testimony for all my faithful tithing and volunteer hours. And every time I do that, I feel the quiet rebuke of the Holy Spirit. Not in anger, but in that gentle way that makes you realize you're still being parented by someone far more patient than you deserve. So what's the alternative? Instead of vending machine faith, how about surrendered faith? Instead of formula-based miracles, how about furnace-based maturity? Instead of throwing a tantrum at the tray of unmet expectations, how about bowing before the one who sees the full picture? Because He is good, even when the good doesn't feel good. He is sovereign, even when the silence feels like abandonment. He is faithful, even when you feel forgotten. Real faith isn't proven when your prayers are answered. It's proven when they aren't, and you still stay, still show up, serve, surrender. Job 13, verse 15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. That's not vending machine faith. That's crucified faith. That's real, messy, holy. So, final thought before you kick the machine. If you're sitting today with the weight of an unanswered prayer or staring at a spiritual vending machine that's blinking error while your miracle is stuck behind the glass, take heart. God has not forgotten you. He has not failed you. You are not being punished. You are being loved in a deeper way than you want and comprehend. So breathe. Breathe and remember, you don't need a vending machine when you have a shepherd. Thanks for being here today. And hey, if this episode hit a nerve, that's okay. You're in good company. Faith isn't a transaction, it's a transformation. And you're right in the middle of it. If you want to stay connected and keep this journey going, sign up for the newsletter at KathryNSchaefer.com for weekly encouragement, new episodes, and all things Unpolished But Called. See you in the next one.